Chapter 1.3 Romeo Itima's Entrepreneurial Journey. Innovation and the Pursuit of Progress. From an early age, Captain Romeo Itima displayed an entrepreneurial spirit and a relentless drive for innovation. One of Romeo Itima's earliest entrepreneurial pursuits was creating and securing a patent for a hydrofoil stabilizer for marine motors, an invention designed to enhance boat stability, efficiency, and safety while protecting marine life. Key milestones. Patent filed, May 30, 1997. Patent granted, December 15, 1998. What is a patent? A patent is a government-issued legal protection that grants an inventor exclusive rights to make, use, and sell their invention for a certain period, typically 20 years. This prevents others from copying or profiting from the invention without permission. However, securing a patent is an incredibly difficult process that requires a novel idea. The invention must be completely original. No one else can have created or patented anything similar. Practical application. It must serve a useful purpose and solve a real-world problem. Technical complexity. The design must be non-obvious, meaning it can't be a simple modification of existing technology. Extensive documentation. The process involves detailed descriptions, drawings, prototypes, and legal filings. Significant investment. Obtaining a patent requires thousands of dollars in legal fees, filing costs, and maintenance fees, making it a major financial risk for independent inventors. The struggles of bringing an invention to market. Although Romeo successfully patented his hydrofoil stabilizer, he faced an uphill battle in commercializing the invention. Despite investing countless hours and financial resources, he struggled to attract investors or secure mass production. Without the necessary capital, infrastructure, or industry backing, the invention never reached the market at scale. Many inventors face this harsh reality. Having an innovative idea is only the first step. The real challenge lies in funding, manufacturing, and market adoption, which often require corporate partnerships, distribution channels, and significant capital investment. A lesson in business and resilience. Though the hydrofoil stabilizer was not a commercial success, it was a transformational learning experience that helped shape Romeo's entrepreneurial mindset. Key lessons gained. Intellectual property awareness. Understanding the value of protecting ideas in a competitive business world. Strategic thinking. Learning how to navigate regulations, industry standards, and investor negotiations. Resilience in business. Facing setbacks but refusing to let them define future success. This experience became the foundation of his business acumen, fueling his relentless drive to create and scale new ventures. Rather than giving up, Romeo channeled his knowledge into larger projects, eventually leading to his landmark achievements in Nigeria's maritime industry. His patent journey was not a failure, it was a stepping stone that prepared him for bigger, more impactful business ventures. A hard lesson, bankruptcy, and resilience. Driven by his ambition to create something transformative, Romeo took financial risks that led to bankruptcy. While bankruptcy offered a fresh start, it came with long-term repercussions. Credit score impact made borrowing difficult for years. Financial restrictions affected housing and business opportunities. Asset loss. Some property had to be forfeited. Yet, this setback did not break his spirit. Instead, it became a stepping stone to greater opportunities in Nigeria's maritime industry. Mike Lely Marine Ltd., a strategic business move. By 2005, Romeo had shifted his focus to Nigeria, investing in multiple ventures. His most notable success came with Mike Lely Marine Ltd., where he became a minority shareholder, 13.5%. His contributions. Invested capital, expertise, and connections. Helped secure lucrative foreign contracts. Gained insight into Nigeria's maritime business landscape. By 2007, despite Mike Lely's success, Romeo realized it wasn't the right vehicle for his larger vision. He sold his shares and turned his focus to an even bigger dream, Global West Vessel Specialist Limited, laying the foundation for Global West Vessel Specialist Ltd. In 2008, Romeo officially launched Global West Vessel Specialist Ltd., a company aimed at revolutionizing Nigeria's maritime industry. Key lessons from Mike Lely Marine: built a network of skilled maritime professionals. Learned the dynamics of Nigeria's maritime sector. Identified visionary individuals, including Jolie Isid appointed as Manager of Operations, a key early supporter of Global West Vision. Iwal Olag Bengaleke, initially the company secretary, later appointed as a director and minority shareholder in 2009. While Jolie remained a steadfast believer in Romeo's mission, Leke's involvement would later have devastating consequences for the company after Romeo's passing in 2012. A vision bigger than business. Romeo Itumas' entrepreneurial journey was never just about profit, it was about creating something transformational for Nigeria's maritime industry, the Aijo people, and future generations. His relentless pursuit of innovation and economic empowerment continues to inspire those who believe in the power of vision, resilience, and integrity. Chapters. Chapter 1, Romeo's Story. Chapter 1.1, Background and Family. Chapter 1.2, Professional Journey. Chapter 1.3, Entrepreneurial Journey. Chapter 1.4, Global West Foundation. Chapter 1.5, Romeo Passes. Chapter 2, Winfred's Tenure. Chapter 2.1, Failures at Global West. Chapter 2.2, Leke's Tenure. Chapter 2.3, Suspicious Global West Actions.